Cows are Krishna's pets. Cows are so dear to Krishna that Krishna spends the whole day with them. He spends the whole morning till night. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes care of these cows. That means the Supreme Personality of Godhead serves the cows. Prabhupada also said that the cows used to give so much milk during Yudhishthira Maharaja's time that the field, the pasturing ground used to be wet with milk. The milk used to drip from their udders, and the land was so fertile that everything used to grow in abundance. The secret actually is, when you take care of the cows, Krishna's mercy flows. Krishna showers his mercy, and as a result of that, prosperity becomes natural. You see, when the Britishers came to India, they saw the prosperity. And the first British government in India, Lord Clive, actually was very impressed with the prosperity of this country. But at the same time, he realized that if they maintain this prosperity, then they won't be able to dominate over the people. If they are more cultured, more advanced, more opulent, then they won't be able to exert their domination over them. So he actually got some learned persons, wise people from the Indian community, the Brahmanas, and asked, what is the cause, what is the root of your prosperity? And the Brahmana's answer was, cows, protection of cows, cultivation of cows, culture of cows. And they explained what they're getting from the cows. Not only they're getting the milk from the cows, which is the best food. Therefore, people in this country do not have any problem with food. And the cow dung is the best fertilizer. Cow's urines are the best medicine. In this way they started to explain and how the bull actually is so useful for various burdensome work. Beast of burden, they carry load for the cows. So, you know, this is how they explain. But Clive's intention was different. He actually wanted to cut the tree at the root. So the next thing he did, he arranged to slaughter the cows. That's how the cow killing actually started. When the Muslims were dominating over India, they were not so much slaughtering the cows. But the cow killing started by the British colonials. When Kamsa decided to prevent the influence of the demigods, demigods are Krishna's favorite. Therefore, the demigods have to be stifled. And how to stifle the demigods? Kill the cows and stop the fire sacrifice. I mean, you can see these British colonials actually were the offsprings of Kamsa. They got the same ideal. So, we have to, at least we have to recognize that to create a proper human society, prosperous human society, we have to establish a company, protect the cows. And if we do that, then everything will come to the flourishing.